We're live.
What up? Let's get weird. It's your boy Tommy G here with the Friday edition of Stay Cash and Show. Coming off a fantastic Wednesday show. Middle of recording No Mercy, Bill. We literally stopped the recording of No Mercy, called halftime, to jump in here and make sure to join Evan Hand in the Stay Cash and so he didn't have to do the show alone. And then we're heading back to finish recording No Mercy. And then I got another No Mercy on Sunday, Bill. And then we got another No Mercy on Monday. So we are fucking rocking, ready to go. How you feeling, Bill Rupp?
I'm good. Go. I just told Evan I found a whole bunch of baseball cards the other day I was looking at. And I'll tell you, I mean, I've got unopened box packs fully sealed. I mean, we've got Upper Deck here, Tommy. We've got Fleer Ultra 91. You know, we've got Leaf, Tommy. Leaf, packs of baseball Leaf. How bad do you want this, Tommy G? I mean, we've got this top Stadium Club. Stadium Club. This box, there's no cellophane on it. Tommy, look at these packs. Look at them. Look at these packs. Unopened. Then I got bubblegum, the bubblegum tops from the 90. I mean, I got them all, Tommy. What? How bad do you want them?
Bad.
I mean, what can I get for these? What can I get for them? Somebody, if
you listen, you drive up fucking 10 blocks, you might be able to get a Hummer out of it.
Anybody who knows on the show where I could sell these, let me know. Hit me up in Twitter. Hit me up. Let me know.
On my way, Bill.
If you're in New Jersey and you want to buy, let me know. I'm shamelessly trying to sell my stuff. If you just let me know, I got a whole bunch of stuff, sets, I got everything. If you want to buy it, hit me up.
I mean, someone in the chat, Foyster, just said, I need that shirt Tommy has on. Boom, stay cashing, bitches. We got a whole new merch line ready to drop very soon. So be aware, a lot of new stuff coming, a lot of big shit coming, like literally, like maybe next week. I don't like promises, but this is comfortable as a motherfucker right now. I'm feeling good.
It's 90 out, though.
It is 57 in my apartment, though.
Oh, my God. 57? Yeah,
I can bring you over and I can show you the thermostat. I got it to 57. Usually it doesn't go below 59. And let me go to 57.
Insane. It's insane.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. Keep it chilly. Get them nips hard.
And so, now he's got his TVs on the wall, too. So.
I do. They're fucking phenomenal. Fucking all up in there. So, Evan, how are you doing, my friend?
I'm doing great. Obviously, working my balls off. But I will say, if we get to 100 likes today, I'll give away a shirt, personally.
Okay. Evan's giving away a shirt. On Evan. Let's go. So we got fucking 46 likes. That's pathetic. We yelled at you last show. You did $1.46. Do it again without me yelling, and let's see how it goes. We're going to have a big show today. My NBA game of the day, G-Spot game of the day is playing. We are going to do a money-back guarantee on 4DeepBets today. If you sign up for the $27 package, I am going to guarantee you profit on this Warriors game. Guarantee you. I went 6-2 on the bets last time, and I have some new ones on this one. And a triple max bet. Okay? Triple max. Not double max. Triple max bet on this game today. So get over to 4deepbets.com, $27. Use code WARRIOR. We were going to use code guarantee, but I figured no one knew how to spell guarantee because I can't even spell guarantee. So we're using promo code WARRIOR, $27, 7 days. And if we don't win, if I don't win on this game today, we will literally put $27 in your account. So Money Back Guarantee is back. We're 2-0 on Money Back Guarantees, and we're about to go 1-0 on Night Ghosts Monthly Guarantee. So we never lose these. Bad for you if you're looking to get your money back. Great for you if you're looking to win money. You're going to win money on the Warriors game tonight. I promise you that. And I'm putting my money where my mouth is. So promo code WARRIOR. Sign up. Free week basically for you if we lose. But I will not lose today. I haven't lost much lately in the last week. So what do we got for headlines here, boys?
I guess we got to start with Jimbo Fisher and Nick Saban beef.
Yeah, what? I missed that. So you got to fill me in. I know they're fighting and feuding.
Yeah. So apparently Nick Saban came out and accused Jimbo Fisher and the entire Texas A&M organization of cheating and using the new NIL rules to their advantage to basically steal recruits from Alabama. Well, I mean, the entire college football, but I guess Saban was pissed about it too. So Saban said he was cheating, and then Jimbo had a presser yesterday and just absolutely went off and said he's basically just a liar. He's dishonest. He needs to be slapped in the face. A whole bunch of shit.
Yeah, I saw parts of it. I haven't done, I wanted to dive deeper into it, but we did the No Mercy thing and I didn't get to it. But thank you for filling us in, Evan. Bill, I know a kid, one of the top recruiters. Actually, I shouldn't say one of the top recruiters. He's amazing. He predicts where all the players are going to go like at 98% accuracy. And he's been doing it for a long time. I say kid, he's like my age, 35, 40, somewhere in that range. But he's been doing it forever. And I could tell you some stories. I won't go into the stories and I won't go into the name of the person. But I could tell you some stories about some things he's experienced firsthand, proving the fact that every one of these kids is paid off. Every one of these coaches have bag boys. And Saban has had issues with all of them because they try to steal his recruits and pay them more money and offer them more shit. So this is basically just the dark underworld of college football that's about to come to the surface. And it's just a matter of who's going to rat first, who's going to get emotional enough to say the first thing that's going to start the apocalypse, where everyone finally realizes everything is rigged. Everything with big money behind it is bought and paid for. Bill, how interested are you in this fucking war between Jimbo Fisher and Nick Saban fucking going crazy, talking about slapping each other?
I saw it on a thing. I read a little bit about it. I'm not too interested in it. Let them steal each other's recruits. I really could care less. Alabama has a plethora of riches anyway when it comes to people wanting to go there.
Why am I seeing Frozen?
Well, I got it up right now. It's not Frozen.
I don't see Frozen in the chat. I saw two people write Frozen.
So, yeah, if they want to steal each other, listen, Alabama's going to get the guys anyway. That's where you go. If you're not a starter, maybe you want to move on somewhere else, transfer out, but you want to go to Alabama. Those are the schools you want to go to.
Yeah.
That type of school if you want to play in the NFL. So, no, he shouldn't be worried about it.
Yeah. I think they're more worried. All of college football coaches should be worried. It looks like the chat's saying not Frozen, just a couple people. I think the college football should be worried, because when these fights get heated, people fucking go in and say shit they shouldn't say. And that's what's going to happen. They're going to end up exposing a lot of shit here.
Yeah, I mean, that's just what happens, right?
Will definitely be a No Mercy topic, because I've been talking about this for years. You can go back to the old No Mercies 3 years ago at Mad Lab, where I started telling stories about the fucking college football shenanigans and what goes on there. So I hope it explodes. I hope it blows up. And I hope we get to talk about it on No Mercy. What else we got from headlines perspective?
Just to back off of that a little bit, the Nelk boys, they have a podcast. They just had Joe Burrow on, and they actually asked him a question about that, and he kind of deflected a little bit. So
yeah,
it's definitely there. But
I went to Villanova. I know Tim Thomas was broke as fuck from the hood. I went to Patterson Catholic, right? I'm from here. Patterson. Bill, how far away from Patterson?
Miles, two.
Fucking 10 miles. Yeah, right? So, like, I know I watched him play in high school. I know where he's from. He's from the hood. I know he didn't have money. Freshman year at Villanova, walked on campus. Tim Thomas had three Escalades. Three. Okay? Trust me. That didn't come from nowhere. Okay? Tim Thomas never went to class, didn't try in the game. We knew which games Tim Thomas was fixing. We actually used to make money because my friend, I almost said his name, who was on the team, used to tell us, we're going to lose today. You know, he knew when they were going to lose and when they were going to win. So I know this all goes on. I'm just excited to see the whole public find out. That will be exciting. The other thing we got here in the news here, E-Money?
That would be Mike Vick coming out of retirement to join the fan-controlled football league.
Oh, my God. Bill, you're the Falcons fan.
Why, Mike? Why?
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 Money.
Money.
I mean, people don't understand.
He has a job as a, and he's good. He's good on the shows.
He is good. He is good. I'll tell you why. Because what people don't realize, to go back to sports conspiracies, is they all gamble on the games. All these athletes. We just found out that Phil Mickelson owes $40 million in gambling debts, or lost $40 million in gambling debts from 4 year period. I think it was 2014 to 2018, right? And that's Phil Mickelson, okay? Who looks like he came from a rich family, looks like he's had money, looks like one of the, you know, kind of cool country boy kids, country club kids. But Phil Mickelson is lost $40 million in 4 years. We've seen it all. I'm telling you, Vic was gambling on fucking pit bulls when he was making millions, Bill. What do you think the odds are that he didn't blow all his fucking money that he's making right now again?
I mean, probably. I mean, it's crazy.
To be risking his whole career with dog fighting for money for hundreds?
Yeah. I mean, it's crazy, bro.
Yeah, they're all fucking gay. That's why when people are like, players don't fix games.
Well, how much do you think they're paying them?
I mean, it doesn't matter. A lot. They give most of these guys, I think, the big players in the fan control league, I think they give them, like, equity and a stake in the company. So that, like, they have, like, vested interest. Even that's why they call it fans-controlled football. The fans actually own a portion of the teams. So I'm sure the big players in there have a stake in the whole thing, and they think it's going to be the next NFT boom where they could go make $1 billion.
He could still do that and do his football because it's not during the same time.
Yeah, but it might be conflicting. It might be a conflict of interest with NFL Network or wherever he's working.
I'm sure he checked that out before.
Yeah, maybe he's still doing broadcasting, but it's going to be tough. People say athletes is a part-time job, but it is pretty much an all-year-round job with the working out and the training and all that kind of stuff that goes into it. It's not just the months they play. Very interesting. Can't wait to watch him fail. He'll probably be great in that league because it's like not even like a real fucking football league. It's like fucking 5-on-5 or something, isn't it?
Yeah, it's small. Like
it's like a flag football league.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's why none of them are going to the USFL because that's actually like a real football game. Anything else on the headlines there?
Yeah. Price Wallace gave out a 28-1 winner. Who was that?
Rory McIlroy.
And today it looks like he's going to go 3-0 in his three ball bets. So if you're not on the board yet,
I mean, Price fucking 28-1. Somebody will be like, wait, that wasn't for free on staycation, right? I don't think it was a free staycation one, was it?
I don't think so.
Even better. Good. Make it just the subs. But behind the paywall, I told you, he gives out 4 or 5 of them. He hits them all the fucking time. So the subs cashed 28-1. Rory McIlroy, winner on the first round. We actually do have a play right now. I'll give it out to you guys just because I'm a generous fella. I got it at 18-1. Let me see what it is right now. Round leader for golf. Leader after round two. We do have some interest. Yeah, it's still around there, 18-1, 20-1. And Cam Smith. I don't know how that's looking. I don't know how that's going. But if you want to take a little small stab on second round leader, you could throw a little beer money on fucking Cam Smith. Just take a shot at it. I think he tees off. Let me see what time this is. He tees off at 2:25 p.m. So he tees off in a couple minutes.
One.
So Cam Smith, second round leader, plus 2,000. You can get that right now. What'd you say there, E?
1 minute. 2:24.
1 minute. 1 minute. All right. But you'll have time, though, because that'll be active while the round's going on. So you don't need to catch it before the tee time. But he's -2 right now, -6 in the clubhouse is the leader. And then you have Rory, Zalatoris, and Hoag. So it's a long shot, but it's plus 2,000. I threw a couple shekels on it. Bill Rupp. What else we got going on, Bill?
Yeah, not much. So Osaka was talking about the French Open.
Fuck her.
How she was nervous to get there because of what happened last year and everything like that. So yeah, listen, another reason to join 4 Deep, Rackets kills the openings of these tournaments.
Yeah, the opens, yeah.
So I think the women start Sunday, maybe the men Monday. I'm not 100% sure.
That's perfect timing because we're in retrograde. It's affecting the opposite right now because I was.
Yeah, I wanna.
So that may have been 2 weeks. Me and Rackets will be fighting because I'll be betting against someone.
Yeah, I want to try to get something set up this weekend. I know it's short notice for the subs and anybody who wants to join. Maybe like a little contest or something for the French Open. I have to get Rackets involved on that. But another reason to join Sunday. Yeah. You know, we killed tennis.
And we got MMA this weekend. We got tennis. We're a huge tennis company, shockingly.
NASCAR.
Starting this weekend. We got NASCAR this weekend. Baseball in full effect. NBA playoffs in full effect. Night Ghost hockey in full effect. I mean, it's all there. TTL with the fucking esports. You name it. It's covered here. So we got plenty of shit for you guys to go. Jimmy Foister said, what the fuck is a round robin? Quick explanation. We do have a definition of it on our site, but I will give it to you here. So the round robin is basically just a bunch of parlays, right? So let's use it with three to make it easier. If you wanted to do a round robin with A, B, and C, three different bets, all whatever price, then the round robin will give you two team parlays of A, B, B, C, and A, C. So you'll have every combination of two team parlays, and then you'll have every combination of three team parlays, which is A, B, C. So by doing a three-team round robin, you basically have four different bets that are going on. If you do a five-player round robin, you're going to get A, B, A, C, A, D, A, E, B, C, B, D, B, E, C, D, C, E, D, E. So you're going to get all those parlays in, and then you're going to do the three-team. You're going to have a three-team parlay in there, too, that'll give you A, B, C, A, B, D, A, B, E, and you go through the whole thing.
You could pick how many you want.
Right. So you could do a round robin of two, a round robin of three, a round robin of four, or you could fucking wheel the round robin where you get everything.
Basically, like if you put in a 14 parlay, you can lose one and still make some money.
Right. So you're not going to win them all, obviously, but if you get a couple, you get A to hit, B to hit, and C to hit. You're pretty much free rolling, and you could win 50, 100 times your money if you wheel all five.
If you go on the sites, I think Bet365 actually breaks it down for you.
Yeah.
You click it, and it'll tell you how much you'll win.
Right. So you can just go to Google. Just go to Google and go to Round Robin Calculator.
You win $8 here. You win $7 here. You win $9 here.
Yeah. Go to Round Robin Calculator on the internet, and then just put in your -110, +240, -150. And then you can write win or lose next to them, and you'll see exactly what it pays out. We do them a lot. It's a way to get action to all five and have huge upside, but still be able to break even if you win two or three. So it's a fun way to really escalate your upside and control your downside a little bit. All right. Any other headlines? All right. So we got – go on.
Bill, no, it's
oh, okay. Ev, you can just switch NHL and NBA because we'll have Ghost coming on around like 2:30.
Mets and Rockies game has been postponed due to weather.
Okay. You're not going to talk shit to me? Really? I expected that to lead the show.
Well, I mean, I've done it so many times. You said the other day, I mean, I'll get into it if you want me to. What exactly did you say if the Mets go?
I said they will not go 7-3. I said 6-4 would be good. 5-5 is my expectation, and I wouldn't be surprised if they went under 500.
Okay, well, I don't really want to kick your face in because Scherzer got hurt. So, and DeGrom doesn't look like DeGrom is coming back anytime soon.
I'm setting you up. You see this, I'm a counterpuncher.
Yeah, so that's why
I'm giving you the first punch so that I can fucking bang.
But, Uncle Stevie, I heard the wheels are in motion.
Great.
Wheels are in motion. He's already looking for another number one starter. He's already looking for a huge bat.
Right.
You cannot let this team – and listen, Tommy, regardless of those things, you saw it again last night. The Mets are just fucking fun right now. They're having fun.
They are.
The team is winning. They're
winning. Let me ask you a question. The Mets have won basically any game that's a coin flip at the end of the game, the Mets win. Right? So you said coming into the season, Seattle – had the luckiest year ever last year because they won every coin flip.
Correct. And it wouldn't happen. It wouldn't happen again for them. Correct.
Right. The Mets have literally won 100% of coin flip games. Anything that goes to extra innings, they get a call. They got a call yesterday in extra innings when Evan Diaz threw a ball. It should have been bases loaded. They called the guy, struck out, and then they fucking get a walk off. 2 days ago before that extra innings, they win the game. 3-1 in the bottom of the ninth, they win the game. They're winning every single close game. Do you think this is sustainable, Bill?
Well, I mean, as we saw it last year, obviously, yes.
Okay.
Seattle did.
Usually that goes like for a month or two, and then they get the opposite reverse.
Seattle did it last year.
There are teams that do it all year.
Which I said, watch out, because Seattle will not have the same year that they had last year because of all those one-run win games. It's impossible to do it back-to-back years. It's hard to do it for a whole year this year. Will the Mets keep going? Who the fuck knows? Probably not. The law of averages says no, but this team right now is fun to watch. They're winning. They're getting the timely hits. They don't have a lot of power, but their pitching has been great, and they're beating the teams that they need to beat.
Rackets, if you mentioned it, Rackets, you just walked into the lion's mouth. I've been giving you slack with how bad these fucking Orioles are. You can't come running in here, walk off win, let's go, because you got a win yesterday. When that team lost six in a row heading into it. Now you're back on. You're back on the radar, Rackets.
Well, they do. Listen, the Orioles beat the Yankees. They just – something the Yankees just can't do.
Can't beat the Orioles. The
Yankees won by one the other night on Chapman's blown, but he still hasn't paid me for Chapman. They won by a one.
They won by one in both games.
0-1, the 1-1 game.
1-5-4, 1-3-2. They struggled with the Orioles.
Yesterday, Stanton was the only one who can hit. And they lost the game.
Yeah.
It's going to come a spot and make June and July. Listen, I like the Orioles. We were about last year, Rackets. We were on them. They score runs.
Yeah, they score runs.
A spot in June and July where they lose 18 out of 20.
Dude, I'm going to 30% of the Yankees' losses. He's actually right. 30% of the Yankees' losses are Baltimore this year. That dead bird's coming back, Rackets. Get ready. That fucking bird blowing up. I love that fucking dead bird.
But he's a Yankee fan.
I know. No, we're giving him Baltimore. We're giving him Baltimore. We're all taking a year off being fucking Yankee fans. You're the Mets. I'm the Giants. He's Baltimore. We all got our teams. Ghost is fucking not even watching baseball. So I'll give it over. He's allowed to be a Baltimore fan this year. So we will see. 3-1, the Mets start on this 10-game stand. 3-1 versus St. Louis. So it's looking grim for me.
I want to go back. So when I was looking through my baseball cards.
Oh, my God.
Let's go through my old pennants.
What is he doing? We're trying to get to the bats. It's 2:30.
Proves that when I was younger, I was a Met fan.
Bill Rupp proving that he's a Mets fan. Good job. All right. Well, I mean, I have pictures of me with my aunt at Candlestick Park. It's where I caught my first home run ball ever. Glenn Allen Hill hit a bomb into the bleachers. No one was in the bleachers. They couldn't sell out the games. But Tommy G, a young Tommy G, a six-year-old Tommy G, was in the bleachers because he said, there's no one here, and if someone hits a homer, I'm going to get it. And Tommy G went running furiously and grabbed the Glenn Allen Hill home run ball, which I still have to this day.
Yankees, baby. I was also a Yankee fan.
You're like Rackets. You got 19 teams. The fuck? You got a Bills and Colts banner in there, too? With
Ghost!
A minor banner?
Ghost!
Yeah, it's upside down, you idiot.
Ghost!
All right. Banner Bill. Banner day for Bill Rupp. It's a banner day for Bill Rupp. All right. So let's get to some MLB here. I am going so heavy on basketball today, and I'll give you one or two on here, but I should have swept the NBA. I told you guys I did 5 hours of research on that, and when Desmond Bain came out and fucking dominated the first round and Vucevic dominated, I just rode it every game. So I'm riding a lot of shit again and tweaking it, but 6-2 on my main bets, and my only two losses were Luka in the first quarter, who had 8 points in 4 minutes, and didn't get another basket the rest of the quarter and hurt his shoulder. And Steph Curry had like 4 assists in the first fucking 12 minutes and then fucking didn't play the fourth and didn't get one in the third. So right there. What's that?
I forgot the game started at 2:30, 2-0 Diamondbacks in the first.
Ah, damn. I don't go against Hendricks anymore because the guys cost me so much money this year, but I was going to go if they got down.
Yeah,
I was hoping they got down.
We spoke about that before.
Another winning day for Tommy G yesterday. Not as big as it should have been because Tyler Herro got pulled with 7 minutes left, which was fucking annoying. But another win yesterday. Up a couple units again yesterday. The streak. It's going. We're going. We're going. We're going. We're going. We're going. I'm hot. I'm hot. I'm in the Matrix. So we will get to the NBA shortly. Bill, let's talk about some NBA, MLB first. I'm not betting that much MLB today. So I'll be the first to admit that because I'm fucking scaling. I have a triple max bet on the site today for the subscribers. Triple max. Usually a max is the highest. Then we'll do the sexy max. You know, we'll get a little bit and it won't even go to the double max. But I'm jumping right to triple max on this bet because there's a glitch in the matrix. There's an error on the algorithms. There's a mistake line. It's a real line, but it's wrong. And we're going to exploit the fuck out of it. And we're going to make a shit ton of money doing it. Saving it for the subscribers, though. You'll get that after the show. So what do you like in baseball today, Bill? I like the Giants. Whenever I can get the Giants at home, minus 120, I like it. Yacob Yunus versus Manaea, so not a favorable matchup. Giants just win at home, bro. They just play good baseball. So I'm going to go with the Giants minus 120 for sure.
I like the Giants. I also today like the Red Sox.
Wow.
I think the Red Sox are – at least most of the players are starting to hit. Robbie Ray has been awful.
Yes.
Robbie Ray. Welcome to Boston, where the ball has just been flying out of the stadium for Boston and against Boston. So he has given up, I think, seven home runs this year. I will also be doing a monkey knife fight tonight. So we did one the other day. I think two of my guys out of the three hit one.
Uh-huh.
So get in. If you haven't gotten in now, get in Monkey Knife Fight.
Get in there like swimwear, says Bill Rupp.
Exactly. So I like that. A lot of home runs going to be hitting that game tonight. So I am on Boston. And then I'm going to look to do some type of Astros team total parlay, because the Astros have been scoring runs. There was one game or so they didn't really score a lot, but they're hitting. Everybody in the Astros is happy. Everything's going good. Are they cheating?
Yes.
Who knows?
They're always cheating.
What's cheaters? But definitely Boston. That is probably one of my favorite plays tonight.
What's the line on that?
Boston, I was -120.
Okay. I'm going to give you one of my NBA bets here, and because it's got a big line, and I love this bet tonight.
Nothing else for baseball for you?
No, I'm going to baseball here. So I'm going to combine baseball and NBA. So I am going with the Yankees, -225. Nasty Nestor on the hill. You know, I love my Nestor Cortez. I'm never betting against Nestor Cortez, always betting on Nestor Cortez, not laying 225. And I don't fuck with run lines. Sorry, not my thing. You guys can do it. Got no problem with it, especially on home teams. I don't do run lines. So I am going with Wiggins to get a steal, Bill, parlayed with the Yankees money line. So Wiggins to get a steal. I read you the numbers. He's had a steal in every single game versus Dallas, including last game. He had 8 of 11 games in the playoffs, or 9 of 12 games in the playoff thus far with a steal. And Dallas turns the ball over a ton. Luka alone turns the ball over like 5, 6, 7 times. And Wiggins is on Luka a lot. So he's in the shit right there. One falls into his lap. So here's what I'm going to predict, Bill. Luka Doncic drives the lane. It gets tipped out, not even by Wiggins. The ball comes out. Someone pops it out from behind, maybe Draymond, and it falls into Wiggins' arms. That is exactly how the steal will happen. I'm going to go Bill Rupp and predict it. That is +108.
That happened to me the other day. I don't think that's a steal for
Wiggins. I know, but they're going to give it to Wiggins because I got fucked on it last game.
I got screwed on that.
Wiggins tapped the ball out last game. It went in Steph Curry's arms, and Steph got the steal. So I'm going to get it back today with a bullshit steal. It should be the guy who hit it out.
The Yankees scare me a little today.
+108.
Because a week ago, Keuchel pitched against them and shut them down completely.
Yeah, but they're seeing him again. I've been noticing a trend here, too. But it's basically Nasty Nestor. Nasty Nestor is going to give us fucking 7-8 strong with 0-1 runs. So we should go in there. It is a lefty, even though it's Keuchel, and he does have good history there. So I love the Yankees today. I love them today. Nasty Nestor on the hill, 1.35. Keep in mind, Keuchel's got a 6 ERA.
Yeah, but he did pitch very well against the Yankees.
That's fine, though. I mean, they've just saw him.
He's pitched a lot better in his last 3 or 4 starts.
The problem with a guy like Keuchel is you want to see him multiple times because he's a junk baller.
Look at his ERA. The only reason it's that high was because of that one start, that one inning where he had left up 7 runs. Mm-hmm. He pitched a one inning game and got pulled. He got killed that one game against Cleveland.
The last time we argued about something like this was the other day with Tampa, where you were telling me to be careful, and they threw up a 6 spot in 3 innings. We're up 6-0. I'm not backing off it.
I'm just saying Keuchel's
not backing off.
Isn't as bad as you think it is.
No, Keuchel only goes about 5 innings anyway. Doesn't even matter, even if he does well. He's not going to go more than 4 or 5 innings. But Keuchel's the type of pitcher that he's a junk baller. So they just saw him 5 days ago. He's not going to fool anyone.
He only had 3 strikeouts that game.
He doesn't strike anyone out. Yeah, he's just I think it's an advantage that they saw him 5 days ago. It's a negative for the pitcher. It's always a negative for the pitcher if they're pitching facing the same.
All right. I'm not on it, but good luck.
All in Yankees. Go do it. The Yankees are winning. Any other baseball here? We got the Brewers -205, which is a hefty line.
I am not betting on the Brewers.
You boycott the Brewers. I gave you guys the +250 on the show last week. Fucking told you, hit the +250. That came through. Posted a tweet about it. Basically, none of you retweeted it. Appreciate that. Thanks for the support. But free money +250 on the show. I would put them in a parlay. I got no problem with putting them in a parlay. I'm just really not going to go at it. Too many American League teams playing today. I don't like this. This is just a lot of American League teams late. So I don't fuck with the American League, and you got a lot of AL NL matchups. The Dodgers has to be a trap, right? Like -130. With Urias on the hill has to be a trap line, does it not? I'm going Philly. It's a trap. I'm going Philly +118.
So I'm going to give you another
Philly +120 here.
I'm going to give you one that I was looking at earlier. I want to wait for the lineups, but I do think Tampa Bay puts a spanking on Rackets Orioles today.
Ooh, do you?
And this is tough for Rackets.
Another trap line, though. Only minus 130.
It is both of his teams. Both Rackets team. It's not a trap line. I'll tell you why. Because Tampa Bay hasn't been huge favorites so far this year. Only in like two series.
When they're on home there.
Yeah. They're not big favorites. They're not monster favorites anymore.
I like the Rays, too.
Only a couple series so far. So I don't think it's a trap line. And I think Tampa Bay puts a spanking on them today.
All right, so we're going to put that out for Bill Rupp. Tampa Bay minus 130. Right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So I like that, too. I'm glad it's on your ledger, though, because I feel like that looks trappy.
Yeah, no, I'm going to say no, just because it's not – I don't feel it's a trap line just because they don't get respect.
All right, keep in mind, that Philly bet, I do not like it. I do not love Suarez. I do like Urias. I do not like it. That line just seems way too low at 130.
I mean, both pitchers give up an enormous amount of home runs.
Yeah.
I think it could be a very high scoring game.
Yeah, I don't like that. So I'm just leaning into it.
Bryce Harper, what the hell's going on with him?
I don't know. Maybe today he breaks up.
No, he's not playing.
What do you mean?
Hurt. Isn't he hurt?
I don't know.
You don't know?
No, I don't know. I don't bet, dude. I only bet five teams.
Okay, well, he's been hurt for quite a while. And I don't think there's any.
No, I know he was hurt. I don't know if he's still hurt.
No, he is. He's not coming back like anytime soon. I don't know. What's going on with that guy?
Don't care. Like it's for, I mean, I don't know. But for me tonight, this has nothing to do with lineups. This has nothing to do with players. This has nothing to do with analysis. I did zero analysis on this game. This is literally just the line looks like a trap. And sometimes I just lean into trap lines. But as far as Bryce Harper, I don't know. I don't know. He's been day to day for like 2 weeks. I didn't even realize it wasn't back yet.
Says latest Bryce Harper.
I like it. I like Philly even more now if Harper's not playing.
Latest Bryce Harper injury update puts entire Philly season at risk.
Yeah, I mean, I like it even more than that. The line's 130 without Bryce. That's even more.
He will be. He's unable to throw for at least another 6 weeks.
What, dude? I thought he was day to day 2 days ago.
He cannot throw for another 6 weeks.
Dude, they were talking about him coming back for the weekend series.
Once he's cleared for throwing, he can begin working his way back to playing. But as of now, he cannot play for another 6 weeks. Start throwing. So he's out for at least 2 more months.
I won't play the outfield for the rest of the year. He could probably DH though, right? Was it a UCL joint or something he had going on?
They said DH, but he won't play the outfield.
I mean, that's not as big a deal as long as he can hit.
I mean, Tommy, the reigning MVP is going to be off the team for 2 months. I mean, it's a big deal.
Yeah. Oh, no. If he could DH, if he could hit.
Yeah, so he's a pretty good glove, too.
No, he's definitely a plus outfielder for sure. But, I mean, that just makes this line even trappier. Makes this line even more trappy that there's no Bryce and it's 130. The fuck? It's retarded. So, all right. He was on fire, too. He was going crazy before.
I mean, just having a great year.
Yeah. What about the – you like anything on the Astros Rangers?
Yeah, I just told you I'm going to do something with the Astros team total. But okay. Other than that – you know what? I actually might even do something with the over. I want to see the lineups.
Do you want an official play here on the Astros team total?
No. Texas has been scoring a lot of runs, so I might just change it to over for the game, but we'll see. I got to wait.
You want to put that out?
No. Got to see the lineups. Lineups.
Got to see the lineups, yeah. So if you're doing all your baseball research and bets in the morning, you're an idiot. So good luck following
those. I don't know how you can give out any play if you don't have a lineup for at least half of the stuff that we're doing. I mean,
unless you're betting on scenarios and not players, but props and shit. How does anyone do props?
All of this stuff that we give you also is hesitant on lineups.
There's a lot of plays that we give out in here that will turn when the lineup turns. That's why you got to subscribe.
Like two or three guys are out. I'm not betting it later.
Yeah, 100%. Especially with player props. That's why I don't give out many of the player props on here. We save them for the subs because we're breaking those down up until the wire. Even strikeout props. I mean, that's tremendous if you have a lineup where they take out 230% strikeout guys and replace them with two shitty slap hitters who strike out 12% of the time. You're no longer taking that 6.5, 7.5. Like what happened with McClanahan. I gave it out on here and then I backed off it up before the show because I didn't like the lineup that was put out.
Yeah.
So any other baseball here before we bring Ghost? Is Ghost ready?
He's not going to come on today.
Okay. He's not coming on. Did he have a play in there?
Yeah, he gave me a play that's Calgary. Okay.
Right. As long as he's got a play, that's fine. All right, so we will go to hockey real quick. Any other baseball, Bill?
No.
I'm good on baseball. I'm betting all basketball today. We will go to hockey real quick here. Calgary team total over 3.5 is the Ghost bet of the day. So he likes my boys, my Calgary Flames. That was one of the most exciting hockey games ever.
I mean, that game cannot go like that again today.
I mean, it can't go under, though.
I mean, Ghost will be sitting here yelling, "Bill, it's gonna happen. Could happen." I don't see it. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if it was like 2-1. No. And I know saying this now, it's gonna be 2-1 in the first 5 minutes, and everyone's going, I mean, that was ridiculous. There was a goal every 5 seconds.
I mean, listen, the 5.5 is 185. You better believe I'm gonna be having that in parlays all over the place. My Flames are back, babies. We got fucking +1,000 on the Flames to win the championship over here at 4DeepBets.com. They're +500 now. So thank you for that.
I mean, I'm not a big fan of this being a Calgary or a
Edmonton. Canadian, come on.
Canadian.
Come on, bro. Hockey's Canadian.
I mean, no.
More pure than this American shit.
No.
It's American. Everyone's so excited for this series. Strictly because it's Canada.
It's the Battle of Alberta.
It's literally like the reason this series. Did you hear the crowd?
I don't like Canadian. I don't like Alberta. I don't like I hear Alberta Clipper. It comes down and we get all cold here in New Jersey. No, I don't like it.
Yeah, you hate the filthy Canadians.
I mean, listen. I mean, I only have like a couple examples. I got Iconic up there and, you know,
Rackets kind of.
A couple other loons.
Rackets is in Buffalo. That's basically Canada. Yeah. All right. So Bill hates the dirty Canadians. I love the fact there. Big Cat made the greatest tweet ever the other day. He goes, "I always forget how shiny the ice is in Calgary until I turn it on. It's always like, it's such a bright ice in Calgary."
They were saying like today for the game, it's going to be 40 degrees out with possible snow.
No one cares. It'll be to the gills and it'll be streaming.
I'm saying, though, it's insane. Who the fuck wants?
No one wants to live there. That's why the games are.
It's almost June.
That's why the games are so important, because they have nothing else to do up there. It's fucking like that's all they have. It's like, why do people fuck their cousins down south? What else are you gonna do?
You go through a town in Canada.
It's like 9 people that live within fucking 50 miles of you.
Everybody,
if you happen to be in a fucking place with all thinking McNuggets, then you're gonna fucking stick your cousin.
Everybody in Canada, you drive down the street and everyone has a hockey rink in their front lawn. Hockey rink.
Thick and McNugget.
I dropped it on No Mercy today to get it trending. We're going to get Thick and McNuggets trending.
I love it.
Yeah. Right, Bill, though? I mean, what do they do in Alabama? They fuck their cousins. Why? Because they're fucking no close.
Canadians make hockey rinks on their front lawn.
Probably fuck their cousins, too, up there.
Ruins the grass.
Yeah. Come on, Canadians. Stop fucking your cousins and ruining the grass. Anyway, I do love this series. I love the Flames, as I obviously have stated 1,000 times. And it is going to be interesting to see what Nykos is on for this Hurricane-Rangers series. Tough loss there for the fucking Rangers.
Oh, my God. That. Tough.
Should have had
more
that.
More than tough, dude.
That was
1-0 the whole day. Should have been 2-0. The guy on the Rangers missed the fucking wide open. All you had to do.
Wide.
Which I had probably one of the best wrist shots when I played hockey.
Probably best ever,
I would have put that top shelf right up
there. Look at that. See that form, guys? Did you see that form? Show him again, Bo. Look at that.
Right in.
Oh,
and he hits the fucking pad of the goalie.
Ah, Bill Rupp would have fucking nutted that.
Come on,
shit.
Roll it in.
Boom, Bill Rupp.
Top shelf.
Let's go. That was
it should have been 2-0.
I was like, ducky. I was like, whoa.
Yeah, 1-0. And then next thing we know, there's 2 minutes left in the game. Goal tied up. And then Ghost goes to take a shower. He comes back 50. The Ranger game's still on. What's going on? Ended in a minute.
Yeah, it wasn't fun. I mean, it was for me. I had the Carolina in a parlay, but I know we got a lot of Rangers futures, so I cared more about that than a fucking stupid parlay.
I mean, monster loss for them.
Yeah, it was a bad loss for them.
Steal one and
gotta steal that. Gotta, because tonight they're probably gonna lose 4-1. Watch. There's always the fucking.
You take their dirty North Carolina hearts away.
Yeah.
They were trying to make it so no one could buy tickets except
Bill hates the Carolinas too.
Oh my God.
Bill's going after the Carolinas too. All right. Let's get on hockey. You got to sign
so
up
cool
for this
with two. They got two states. No. Wow. Fucking. Well, who would do? Why can't Jersey have two states? Wow. Basically, we are North and South.
Mm.
Do you not like the Dakotas?
You hate the Dakotas too?
Yeah, I don't like any of those with two. Why not just have one?
What about New York? Well, that's kind of bullshit. They have like Manhattan, five boroughs, and then fucking upstate, which is basically Canada. It's like 10 New York.
Well, I mean, that's two, basically, but they don't say, they're not fucking pompous enough to say, oh, we're two. Fuck out of here. Take
I think they should shut it to two. There should be like fucking New York Gold, which is like around us, and then there should be a New York fucking Plus, like the No Mercy Plus, the shit version. It should be, you know, New York shit. Up where Rackets lives. Like, how's that New York, dude? You go to California. Me and Rackets go to California together, hanging out. Fucking some bitches come by. They go, oh, where are you guys from? I go, we go New York. And I'm fucking 4 miles from the bridge, the epicenter, Manhattan. Rackets lives in fucking Canada, up by fucking past Syracuse and all that. Literally on the Canadian border. It's like Canada starts here. Buffalo's there. Like connected to it. And he's from New York and I'm not. Fuck out of here.
Yeah, that's why I don't
fuck Canada. Carolinas. Fuck the Carolinas. Fuck the Dakotas. And fuck North New York. Carolina. Let's see if we can turn off our whole subscriber base by the end of the show. Evan's kind of fucking flirting with that up there.
Yeah, too. Saratoga.
He moved further away now.
I mean, how far are you from Buffalo?
6 hours.
Right, so Saratoga's bumfuck, right? And he's still 6 hours from Rackets. That's how bumfuck fucking Rackets is. Rackets is not, might not even be in the universe. I don't even know if that's in the Milky Way. I feel like he has to teleport to work from Buffalo. Anyway, let's go to the NBA. The association. Now, I'm in a tough spot here because I got to figure out how many picks I want to give away and how many I want to keep. I know I'm not giving away the triple max on here, so that's not happening. Someone in the chat, I forget who it was, said, Tommy, make sure to mention how you called Trevor Story. Bill. I called the Trevor Story breakout a day before it happens. Remember I said he's going to go fucking nuts. Soon you're going to see him turn a corner.
I mean, bro, there was – I mean –
he had like fucking 16 home runs, had 47 RBIs, and was like 100 for 100.
I mean, the guy couldn't go anywhere but up.
I mean, now you're going to tell me it's a bad call to tell you a guy's
bad. No, no, I'm not just saying he couldn't get worse.
Yeah, well, to predict it to the day. Asshole. Couldn't get worse. He could get worse. He could suck all year. He could get worse. He could have got another 3 weeks. Well, Max Muncy's next. Max Muncy next. Keep your eye. I already nailed the story. Now Max Muncy. Let's see what Max Muncy's been doing of late. I want to make sure he didn't get hot already. Nope. No home runs since fucking May 4th. So we're looking at a long drought. He's batting 167. Max Muncy, you are next. I gave you Trevor Story breakout. Max Muncy this weekend breaks out. Here it comes. Buckle up. Hopefully not tonight, though, because I bet the Phillies. So let's go here to the NBA. Dallas Warriors, absolute shit stomping in that game. Just amazing. Dallas missed every fucking wide open three for the whole first half of that game. It was literally incredible to watch. They couldn't throw the ball in the fucking ocean in the first half, and they were still only down 8. They were shooting 24% from the field, and Golden State was shooting 64% from the field, and they were down 8. That was a perfect opportunity for Dallas to regress, to merge back to the mean, shoot 70% for the third quarter and bring it back to a normal number, cut the game, take the lead. And no, they just decided they weren't going to hit threes all game. So they just got shit stomped. Luka didn't look right. Luka looked a little banged up, little broken for a lot of that second half. But shit stomping by the Warriors, Bill. What do you think happens with this series?
Warriors.
What's up?
Warriors always play good game one of every series.
Yeah.
They always just seem to kill everybody. Mm-hmm. But I don't think they'll get killed tonight. Listen, I'm still holding on to, I think that, you know, the master cabal, or not cabal, you got me talking about the cabal now.
Faction. Wow, Bill's using cabal. Leader, he's coming around.
Faction leader is going to make it happen, but I don't know. I don't know. I mean, I would think the Warriors kill him. But because he's in the faction, I don't know. So we'll have to see. I made a mistake the other day by adding the steel in there with Klay Thompson just to make it a little bit better, because they didn't. None of the starters were in the game. There was no turnovers because nothing. It was just a blowout. So I'm not going to make that mistake again tonight, and I'm just going to ride Dinwiddie. Loved him at 11.5. I bought it down to 10 for the parlay. 12.5 today. I'm just nothing cute, nothing stupid. Just put it all on Dinwiddie. They don't have another scorer. Don't tell me Jalen. Don't tell me Brunson. Don't tell me anyone else. Don't tell me Finney Smith. They have no other scorer.
What's the juice on that? What are you doing? What line?
12.5
-108.
Yeah. All right. Is it 108?
It was earlier.
104.
-104. All right. So I just threw something in there. Mavericks plus 2.5 games, -130. I actually love that right now. I think this is the best time to get that. I don't think they steal tonight, but judging by what they did to Phoenix when they were at home, I mean, you literally just need them to win two games. I think they steal two games in this series. I think this series is going to go six or more. I don't think it's going to be as quick as people think after the first game. This is a matchup problem. Keep in mind, this game was not going the Golden State's way. They were just missed wide open threes everywhere. If they even do an average job of hitting their threes. So it's going to come down, like Aber said last show, whoever hits more threes, and you're going to see Mavs come out in at least two of these games and light it up from three, most likely when they're home. They got blown out by 30 every game against Phoenix on the road except the last one. So I'm not worried about them getting blown out by 30 against Golden State. They just did this before. So when they get to Dallas, I think they steal two games.
Well, I don't know. Dallas can't make really any switches like these other teams can make.
Yeah, but they could switch to exploit negativities on the Warriors.
Yeah, but how?
Luka, that's what he does. He switches onto weak players. He was just hurt.
But look what happened last night with Boston. Boston switched their lineup. They took out the Williams. They went smaller, and they dominated, right? Yeah. The Warriors can also take players in and out. I think every team in there, even the Heat, could take players in and out to run different. The Mavs don't have that.
Mavs are going to have to play Dinwiddie 30 minutes plus. If they do that.
Which is amazing.
Amazing they're not. Yeah, if they realize that they don't have to play big, they can go Dinwiddie, get one of these fucking idiots, Finney Smith, Powell, get one of these guys out of the lineup, put Dinwiddie in the starting lineup with Brunson and Luka. You're basically dealing with the same team on both sides.
You don't even have to start them.
To get them 30 minutes, though.
Yes.
Yeah, so I think they will do that at some point. Let me give you one of my NBA bets here right now. I really hope I put this on a separate sheet. Yes, I did. All right. So I am going to give you a parlay here. This is one of the max bets. I'm not giving you my favorite bet that you got to sign up for. Again, money-back guarantee, 4deepbets.com. Sign up. Use promo code WARRIOR. And if I don't win units on this specific game tonight, you'll get $27 put in your account. So I'm going to do a little easy parlay here, a little easy peasy, 1-2-3-Z on this game. Luka Doncic, 3 threes. Steph Curry, 3 threes. Parlayed on MGM Casino for -134. So 3 threes out of both those guys parlayed together for -134. And let me see if I give you another one here. How are we doing on the likes? 106. All right. You get another one. You did your job, guys. You did your job. Let's see. Which one do I want to give you? I'm not giving you the triple max. I'm not giving you the +630. Not giving you the +660. Not giving you the +920. Let's go what I believe to be one of the easiest bets of the day. I'll give you another one here, which might end up being a max bet. Steph Curry. Over 1.5 first quarter assists. That is available on Bet365 and maybe other sources. But Steph Curry over 1.5 first quarter assists, -140. Maybe 145 now. I don't know if it's moved. He got the two assists in the first 2 minutes last game. So early on in the games, I said it last time, Steph Curry likes to facilitate. He likes to distribute early on.
I love that play. I was mad his teammates involved. The other day. I love it.
Yeah, so I love it, and we're hitting it again. He facilitates early, and they swarm him early to try and take him out of the game. Plays all 12 minutes in the first quarter, doesn't come out. So, you're getting a full run. So I do like that. And then I have all my favorite bets, like love this one, love this one, love this one, triple max on that one, and a bunch of +700s. So 4deepbets.com, $27, promo code WARRIOR. Money back guarantee. If I could put $27 in your account, if I don't make money on this game, I will. So come win with us. Come fuck with us. And then stay for the NASCAR all weekend and into the week. Yankees and the UFC.
Yankees lineup was just announced. Would you like to know it?
Yes.
DJ, Judge, Rizzo, Stanton, Donaldson, Torres, IKF, Higgy, and Hicks.
Yeah. I wasn't worried about the lineup because they already sat most of their guys 2 days ago. So they already sat LeMahieu.
What do you think about Hicks going all the way down to ninth?
I love it. I love it. About time this motherfucker woke up. So yeah, I knew the Yankees lineup was going to have LeMahieu, Judge, Rizzo, and Stanton in it. And that's all I care about. But thank God Hicks is at the bottom. Needs to be down there. Speaking of other sports this weekend, we have MMA this weekend. We have the UFC, which will be delivering some blows for us. So those of you that sign up for the $27 package, you will also get, like we said, the golf, the NASCAR, the football, baseball, basketball, hockey, you name it. And we will have Mike Constantino dropping bombs in the UFC.
I'm ready.
What are you pointing down at? Your dick?
I was pointing to Mike.
Oh, is he below you?
He's below me on my screen.
Oh, right? Okay.
Hey, I'm guessing. Oh.
Hi, Mike. How are you?
You're over there for me. Tommy's down there. And my man E is right there.
Yeah, I don't even say there you are.
Okay, everybody's layout's here. Different. What up, Mike?
Hi.
Like Brady Bunch. We could do the Brady Bunch.
Yeah, everyone's like, hey.
People don't know who that is. I bet you some of these kids have. Evan, who's the Brady Bunch?
I get mad at
it was a really, really old TV show way before my
time. How many of the six Brady Bunch kids can you say their names?
Zero.
What? Oh, my God.
Not a clue.
Wow, zero?
I don't know. I know what it is. I don't know who they are.
Oh, shit. Marshall? You moved Mike. Now you're Marshall? Not on. Why don't you stay on the quad box?
There's production stuff.
Oh, all right, so I got to stay here. So now Mike isn't there. Now I got to figure it out.
Wow, Brady.
Now Mike is my favorite here. Shows. I just threw right. that at you. Did you're that right. hit him?
You can do it again.
Well, I'm ready to go.
All right, let's go. What do we got today, Mikey?
All right, so unfortunately, our free bet did not win last week. But for our subscribers, we won just under 2 units, and we went 1-0 on our Monkey Knife Fight bet. And I really like this card tomorrow. We have a small 11-fight card. But it's going to be fun. I think there's a lot of fun bets. I'm going to give you guys 2 bets today, and they're both plus money. One of them, I mean, I absolutely think that is going to be a murder scene. So you got a line shop, like I always say, but there's a guy fighting tomorrow. His name is Jailton Almeida, and he's a scary, scary man. All his wins are by finish. He usually fights at 205. His opponent fell off. They got him a late notice replacement, which is Parker Porter, who's tough, but that's about it. But even though he's a heavyweight Porter, Almeida's bigger. It's crazy. Porter weighed in at 264. Almeida weighed in at like 224. But, you know, he's got the height on him. He's built like a brick shit house. And I'd be very, very surprised if Parker Porter lasts 15 full minutes with Jailton Almeida. So I'm going to take Almeida inside the distance. And we're going to use that as a parlay with 2 separate fights that I, again, like to yield plus EV here. One of them is going to be Michel Pereira. He's fighting Ponzinibbio, who's a fighter who I liked historically. But I think that age and, you know, fights may have caught up to him. He lost his last time out against Jeff Neal, which didn't age well. And Pereira has been consistently getting better. And for those of you that seen him fight in the past, he one time early in his UFC career gassed himself out on the way to the octagon by doing flips and flips and flips. And then he breakdanced in the ring, and then he does a backflip in the fight. But from a pure talent perspective, very, very talented striker. He's only been finished twice in his career. Ponzinibbio's fading and Pereira is getting better. I think he's going to outpace him. I put him together with Almeida, and I was able to get back plus 170 on that bet. The best Almeida inside the distance line I saw is minus 200 at MGM. And then next in line would be Caesars and Barstool with minus 220. So you got a line shop, but I was able to get 170 on MGM by parlaying Pereira and Almeida. You could also bet them straight. If you
could definitely bet Pereira straight at 130 for sure.
Yeah. I mean, I got a minus 125 on MGM, you know, so depending on where you play, but I love the Almeida inside the distance. Like, I know I don't tout the account dump and whatnot, but I'm going to have a lot of
Almeida. Let it go.
I'm going to have a lot of Almeida, and I'm probably going to bet more than I should on him inside the distance because I really just think
he's. I mean, here's the beauty of it. I'm going to win everyone all the money tonight on the basketball game, and then you'll have excess money to account dump on Almeida inside the distance in parlays.
I like it a lot. I think he's going to engulf him.
engulf him, he says. We have an engulfment. We have an engulfment coming our way.
I think he's going to engulf him. So let's take another bet using that Almeida inside the distance because I really like him. So we'll key him in two parlays. This next parlay brings us back plus 110, and it's the main event. It's Holly Holm. I just think that she's going to outclass Vieira here. She's a better fighter in all areas of the fight game, five-round fight. I think that if Holly doesn't get it done early, she's going to take over late. I don't think that Vieira's fought the caliber of fighters that Holm has. Holm, her last fight out, even though she's 40 years old, she looked great. It was probably the best Holly we've seen. Yeah. And now she has a year off, boxing Hall of Famer. You know, she's going to pretty much, I think, be able to beat her everywhere on the feet, you know, control the clinch, may have to endure a little early push from Vieira, but she's tired in the past, Vieira, and I think Holly's going to take over and put it on her. So I like that pair with Almeida plus 110. So you got two bets.
All right, I like it. So we got Almeida. So you're basically just using
Almeida inside the distance.
Almeida inside the distance. You're basically using Almeida inside the distance just to get lines juiced up for you for home. And
yeah, and I like the other bets, you know, and Pereira, of course, I could lay minus 125, but I'm looking at that Almeida inside the distance as like a free peg. I'd rather take 170 and look at that as a straight bet on Pereira plus 170 rather than laying the money.
Well, here's what I like about it, that Almeida fights at 6 o'clock. Obviously, Holly Holm's not going to fight till like 10 o'clock. And then you got Pereira fights at 8:45. You like that? Pereira.
You can come Latin. For rice and beans in my Brazilian household. Your tongue like that with Pereira.
It's for any of the fucking Latin thickened McNuggets who are watching and want to get this dipping sauce. The Pereira at 8:45. Like paella.
He's like that Cachia Pepo TikTok girl.
Bill, yeah, now you
see that, Bill?
There you're Bill's alley.
Evan, you've seen it, I'm sure, right? Cachia Pepe, where she does like the cheese dip and everybody made fun of her with like a meme. Oh, come on, really?
No, I don't know. We got the two TikToks.
She looks like Rachel Maddow, if that helps you.
And I think I've actually seen what you're talking about, and I don't look at TikTok. Meanwhile, the TikTok masters have not. That's odd. But what I will say here is that Pereira and Vieira both fight at 8:45 and 9:30. So if Almeida does go down, you do have a chance to circle back.
I don't even say it or think it. Listen. Parker Porter is Parker Porter, period, end of story. He's been finished five times. He fought on the Northeast region, made his UFC debut and got knocked out by Dawkins, and then has, you know, looked better, but what wins over, you know, middle of the road opponents. And this is fucking the scariest guy. I'm telling you, Tommy, if you don't recall who he is, when you
into him. I just Googled him and I do remember.
Look at him and you're going to run the other way.
Yeah. And Bill, he looks like a guy, Bill Ruppel.
High-level black belt. He can knock you out. I mean, he's very – all his wins are like in the first round, second round. I mean, very, very destructive, I think, this fight's going to be.
Me and Bill have spoken about this. Bill, I don't know if we've spoken about the fucking nerdy-looking, dangerous guys like Almeida. This is a different Almeida. This is Gilton Almeida?
Yes.
Okay, hold on.
I don't know which one you saw, but if he was scary too, wait till you see Gilton.
Let me see.
His name has got jail in it, for crying out loud.
Oh, I gotta love him. Yeah, dude, he's a muscular black guy, Bill. You'll like him.
Oh, right up my alley.
Yeah, he's not a huge. He's not a big big guy. What weight class are they in?
Oh, he's big.
What are they, light heavyweight?
He fights at 205.
Wow, he looks skinny. Oh, that's on the scale. My bad. Okay.
Yeah, he's a big dude. Heavyweight, and he's still bigger than Porter in size and everything except for weight. But he is a scary dude.
Yeah, he's a big black guy, Bill. You're gonna bet on him. You'll like him.
He's Brazilian, but yeah.
Yeah, I mean, if your skin's darker than mine, you're black. That's basically how I go with it. Yeah. All right. So I think we're good here. We can actually leave you on for the end of the show, Mike. I think we're just gonna straight. Shut it down from here. We're a little over time, but we started a little bit late. We're right at an hour. Evan's got to do a giveaway real quick. So, Evan, on point I am knowing all these things going on that I'm even involved in, like fucking shit, like a raver just fucking everywhere.
I've got a NASCAR bet for tonight.
Let's get it in.
John Hunter Nemechek in the truck series has been having a great season. I like him. Right now, I'm going to have another bet also, but you have to subscribe to get that. But he will be one of mine tonight, plus 350 tonight. Hit him now, DraftKings, to win tonight. He is one of my two. I have one more, but you got to subscribe for that, and it's a big one.
It's a big one. So Nemechek plus 350. All right, Evan, do the giveaway.
All right, we had 150 people in here, and only 40 people entered, so I don't know. You guys just don't like free stuff. Here's the winner, Rob Spinney. Rob Spinney.
Ooh, Spinney DM McNuggets.
He's thinking McNuggets. DM me on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, carrier pigeon, whatever it may be. We'll get you hooked up.
That's it. That's it. That's it. Just find him. That's all you got to do. All you got to do once you win is just find Evan. That's find it. Me. And he's everywhere. Not hard. So you got to go find him. It's part of the game. It's like Westworld where you got to find the fucking center of the matrix there. So just joined up, fellas. Appreciate it. I see a lot of you guys signing up today for the money back guarantee. They never lose. I'm about to post it on Twitter shortly. Warriors game tonight. I guarantee profit. Sign up now. $27. Slam this game. Crash this plane. And then bet all your money on Mike's MMA play tomorrow. And next thing you know, Monday, you're fucking rich. So, Constantino, final words.
Final words. We had Christmas in December. Now we have the Night Ghost NHL playoff special. And I just heard about a guarantee. And the last time I heard that was at Texas Tech at the FanDuel Sportsbook. So I already logged on to Discord. I want to see if you posted this bet already.
Not yet.
I can't wait
yet.
To see what it is. Posted. But sign up. And, you know, like I said, we won small in UFC last week. And I really like tomorrow's card. So I'm going to give a bunch of DFS angles in my article, Betting Blueprint. So get signed up.
All right, and we'll have the MMA show Saturday afternoon with Constantino in the Discord a couple hours before the fights. Bill Rupp's going to be crashing truck series tonight, cashing NASCAR this weekend, betting hockey, betting basketball. Bill Rupp, final words.
Collect on Monday and listen to our crazy fight we had today, or, well, a little argument and a discussion on No Mercy.
Yeah, No Mercy will be out tonight, so get you ready and lubed up for all the fucking goodness. For those of you that don't go out, watch the fucking Warrior game. Listen to No Mercy after that. Come in the chat and tell me how amazing I am at everything and how bad Bill is. Evan Hand, final words.
Have a great weekend.
That's fucking beautiful. So nice. So beautiful. So for Price Wallace, Aber Night Ghost, who weren't able to join today, for Mike Constantino, who was able to join today, Bill Rupp, who's here, Evan Hand, who's here, get over to 4DeepBets.com. Right now, $27 for 7 days, promo code Warrior, and I will make sure that you are slaying bets tonight like a warrior with a sword to heaven. We will bring down Thor's hammer tonight on this game. Triple max bet waiting for you. 4DeepBets.com, promo code Warrior for the boys. I'm out of here. I got to go finish No Mercy. Download that tonight, too. Good luck. Stay cashing, motherfuckers.
Let's go!
Let's go!